The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for joining me here once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to wish everybody a happy Friday, and of course, it is the weekend before Thanksgiving, so we're going to get all nice and fat with the turkey. I want to let everybody know I have Dr. Justin Conway, Primary Care Sports Medicine from Crystal Run Healthcare. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here with me. And I got to tell you, every time we have a doctor on WTBQ, we do get callers with like medical type questions. So I just want to put it out there that if, you know, this is just, we're just having a conversation about what you do. If you do have something that you need diagnosed, you really should check with your primary doctor. But we do welcome calls because it is a live call, live radio show, 845-651-1110. So, doctor, tell us about primary care sports medicine.
Great. Yeah, I'm happy to. So I'm a family doctor, is kind of where I got into this area. So I did my training in family medicine. And then I did a few years after that, just focusing on primary care sports medicine. So that includes non-operative orthopedics. That includes any sports injuries. Or the common aches and pains, treat patients of all ages, kids, adults, competitive athletes, weekend warriors, kind of the whole gamut, as well as kind of the medical issues affecting sports and exercise. So I see concussions, I do cardiovascular screening, kind of anything revolving sports participation, staying active. That's kind of what I like to help people with.
Awesome. So how long have you been a doctor? Well, no, let's back up a little bit. I like to ask everybody, when were you inspired to become a doctor? What happened in your life that you said, you know what? When I grow up, I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah, good question.
Or were you going to be a chef? Or were you going to be, you know, an artist and you just fell into doctor?
Well, when I growing up, I wanted to be an NBA player.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that speaks a little bit about why I ended
height.
Up. I do have
You're
the
like
height.
6 foot four?
Six four. I wish I was 6'10". I might actually have had a chance. but I quickly realized I wasn't going to be in the NBA.
Because you can't play or because you're short?
Because I wasn't skilled enough.
Okay.
Yeah. As a 6'4", you got to be really, you got to be like Steph Curry skills, and I don't have those. But I was fortunate enough to play in college down the road at Princeton, which was a great experience, and played a lot of other sports too. And so through my experiences playing sports and getting injured and interacting with doctors, I really just became fascinated with the human body, how things work, what happens when things aren't going well, and how to treat things. So got into medicine that way and really enjoy getting to meet different people all day long, meeting people that I wouldn't necessarily meet outside of the medical field. And in family medicine, I get to really interact with a wide variety of patients and kind of get to know patients over the long term, which I really enjoy.
So family medicine, so you can treat children and adults.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone in the family. That's how you started. But how did you decide that you were just going to focus? Or was that your primary focus was to go into sports medicine? Or did you?
My goal first and foremost was to be a family doctor.
Okay.
And I decided that kind of in medical school, based on the experiences I had and the mentors that I had in medical school. I was at University of Michigan, and then came to New York City for my residency training in family medicine at Beth Israel Hospital down by Union Square. And then sort of during that three-year process, as I got to learn more about this field of primary care sports medicine, it seemed to really mesh well with my interests and my passions, and found to be a lot of fun. But I also, I do the sports medicine piece, but I also do general primary care as well, mainly out of the urgent care these days.
Okay. Well, you know what? I gave advice earlier that people need to see their primary doctor, but I do have an ailment that I need to talk to you about. But first, <good. laughs> I do have a caller on the line. If Great. You thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. Barbara, it's Robert Canillo. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Robert Canillo?
I'm great. Thanks for having
Robert.
me call into your show.
Oh, anytime. Robert he's been a guest on the show before, and he is like the PR marketing event planner for Honor,
yes.
Which is the homeless shelter or family. What is the right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Honor has essentially been Orange County's safety net since 1974. Honor has multiple services from temporary housing, food bank, medical counseling, financial counseling, drug and alcohol detoxing. So Honor is up in Middletown, but it's free and available to any Orange County resident in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like you
said,
you
guys
do
a fabulous job.
Sort of events,
yes.
And I'm privileged to be part of that team for the last year.
So I know you don't have a question for the doctor. You actually have an event that you want to mention for Honor.
I want to invite everybody.
Go ahead.
Friday, December 1st, to Honor's community tree lighting. It is out in front of the family shelter in Middletown, 38 Seward Avenue. And it's a wonderful event. Friday, December 1st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the community is invited. The chief of police in Middletown will be flipping the switch on the tree this year.
Oh,
Lynn
nice.
Cione from the chamber did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a pony there. I will have Star Wars characters there. Mm-hmm. I will have live music. I will have some giveaways.
Okay.
Amity Foundation is bringing a pony. The Warwick VFW is giving out some goodies to the kids. So it's really a great community event from 4 to 6, Friday, December 1st. People can bring an unwrapped gift if they wish, but there's no obligation. And it really is just a great, great day. And I'm inviting anybody and everybody who's listening. And if they want more information, they can go to Honor's Facebook page. And H-O-N-O-R, Facebook.com/Honor Helping Others.
Excellent. Well, thank you for the invitation, Robert. I was there last year. It was a very nicely put
event.
I hope to see
you again.
And I plan to be there. I'm like stone's throw away from Honor.
Okay.
So it would be my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. And
no,
make sure you continue
to call in, Barbara.
Oh, absolutely. Make sure you continue to listen, because the doctor here, he's a sports medicine doctor, and I know you hustle around guitars and stuff. You might get like an injury of some sort that you need help with. So make sure you keep
I have a plate and six screws in my ankle, so you guys can talk about that.
Have a good day. Thank you. So we have you here. You do sports medicine, and I know a lot of people. I'm sure you get bombarded with questions all the time of the little things that might be bothering them because they either start working out or they. But it is recommended that if you decide that you are going to take on some type of sport or some kind of going to start working out, that you visit your doctor.
Yeah, I think that's generally a good idea if you're planning on doing a major increase in your activity,
mm-hmm.
To touch base with your primary care doctor, especially if it's something that it's really brand new and maybe if you haven't exercised much before. But obviously, in general, exercise is fantastic. It's a great medicine, and honestly, regular exercise is as effective as many of the medications we prescribe. So definitely recommended regular activity.
So what are some of the things that you focus on primarily, or what do you see is the most that comes into you that you're treating constantly in your office?
Yeah, so I see a lot of knee and shoulder pain. I see a lot of exercise and running related injuries around the knee and hip and ankle and foot, especially in the fall is a busy time with a lot of races. I was just mm-hmm. at the New York Marathon a few weeks ago.
Did you run it?
I did not run it. My aunt ran it, and I was in her cheering section.
You were there to make sure, just in case something happened, you were there to take care of
her. I was mainly there to cheer her on and help her get through. I saw her at mile 8, and she was looking pretty good, but she obviously had a long way to go to complete the 26. But I have worked at the finish line medical tent at the New York Marathon a few years. Which was a fascinating experience. Maybe we can talk more about it.
Sure. I mean, it looks like you're a pretty popular doctor. We have another call.
Great.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Conway, and good afternoon, Barbara. I just had a question regarding hydration and what's best, just drinking water or water with electrolytes in it, and how much water do you have to replenish in your body versus electrolyte loss, or is that generally a concern?
Yeah, that's a great question, definitely an area of a lot of research and some debate in the sports medicine field. Obviously, hydration is important to keep your body going, keep your muscles working. Some water with electrolytes is generally a good idea because water alone isn't going to give your muscles the sodium and potassium that it needs, especially during a long race or intense competition. So generally recommend some combination of water with electrolytes. Obviously, Gatorade and Powerade are common things people drink for hydration. Though I would, I guess, caution that those are full of a lot of sugar and probably too much sugar than most of us need. I would, you know, advise low-calorie options if you're going to go that route. Otherwise, water with just some salt in it, or soups and broths can be helpful in terms of the post-event hydration.
Well, that's a great question. Excellent question. I'm sure everybody always has that kind of question. Should mm-hmm. we drink water versus things with electrolytes? And you always concerned yourself with sugar. So I appreciate that call, caller. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to continue talking about common sports injuries. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. We'll be right back.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647 and visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
50 years later, I can still savor the memories of aromas that wafted past my nose, making my mouth water and stomach growl as I watched my grandfather carve the focus of our feast around our Thanksgiving table. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. As the holidays approach, I think of my great-great-grandfather who crafted that dining table all by himself in 1860. Over 150 years later, his sturdy creation is still inspiring long-lasting family memories. Instead of buying imports and veneered particle board, Millspaugh Furniture offers you the option of solid wood, American-made home furniture, which is more likely to become the centerpieces of your family memories for generations too. Isn't it time to invest in non-disposable Millspaugh Furniture, where not only will you get years of use and comfort, but furniture which may share your family stories for generations? That's Millspaugh Furniture, inspiring long-lasting family memories and offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
This is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, and I'm urging you to be part of WTBQ's second annual Toys for Military Tots Drive. The recipients are children of disabled American veterans and reserve and active airmen, Army, Marine, and Navy personnel. I am urging everyone to participate by donating one unwrapped toy for ages infant to 12 for those children whose parents sacrificed so much so we may enjoy safe holidays with our families. Email Taylor at WTBQ.com.
Tis the season, so come home for the holidays in Warwick and kick off the celebration on Sunday, November the 19th, the Village of Warwick from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. A few stores will be offering open house events with free refreshments and special offers. Get into the holiday spirit by singing carols with the Warwick Valley Chorale Group and go for a free horse and buggy ride through the village. Remember to visit the Angel Tree located on Main Street between Aikens and Newhart's. For more information, contact Corinne at PecksWineAndSpirits.com.
Hi, this is Walt Baby Love. I want you to join me on WTBQ every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for praise and worship. I'll give you the number for the Faith phone line on Gospel Tracks with yours truly, who? Walt Baby Love. WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I am hanging out with Dr. Justin Conway, Primary Care Sports Medicine for Crystal Run Healthcare. I want to let everyone know, Crystal Run Healthcare is a diamond partner for the Chamber of Commerce. And every month we try to feature a doctor from Crystal Run to talk about, you know, things that we may have questions. And we have a doctor for an hour to just pick his brain. So here we are with Dr. Conway, and he generalizes in sports medicine, right?
Sports medicine.
So
correct.
We are going to speak on common running injuries. I have to tell you, I can't run to save my life.
That's okay.
Have those types of injuries.
No judgment. I don't run very fast either.
Shin splints. You've got all kinds of things that you can talk about as far as when it comes to running and what people should do.
Yeah, so I see a lot of running related injuries, and definitely welcome any questions or concerns that people listening may have. One thing we wanted to talk about is shin splints, something that many of you may have experienced. So, and how to differentiate shin splints from, you know, more serious injuries like fractures or stress fractures. So shin splints is generally aching and pains in the shin area, obviously. It can be on both the inside and outside of the shin, though it's more commonly on the inside part. And it's pains that usually, you know, start with running or other exercise. And then many times will actually get better during the activity, so kind of as things loosen up, but then maybe more sore after. A big question is, you know, are these shin splints or is this a stress fracture or another type of fracture? And generally one good way to differentiate that in terms of symptoms is that stress fractures will, you know, may come on a few minutes or even half an hour into an exercise and then persist with more severe pain localized to one spot, as opposed to shin splints, which are more generally across the shin. And as I said, it often gets better with exercise, which is the reverse of what you find in a stress fracture. But obviously, if you're concerned about any symptoms that you may having related to pain in the shin or otherwise, a good idea to see your doctor.
What would the pain feel like? Would it feel like something that you just can't, like, soothed by? I mean, I know if you're like rubbing, if it feels like you're rubbing because it's a pain that just persists.
So yeah, so shin splints generally a pain in the muscle around the bone.
Okay.
And it can feel like tightness or sometimes spasm. And like I said, it's kind of diffusely across the shin, you know, in kind of the middle portion of the shin, it can extend down to the ankle.
Okay.
As opposed to a stress fracture is more localized spot right when you press on the bone. But it can be hard to differentiate, and that's why we often rely on imaging to help us diagnose these appropriately.
So what is Achilles tendonitis? Because I have mm-hmm. tennis elbow, yep, or tendonitis, yep, of the elbow, mm-hmm, and it hurts unbelievably, especially at night.
Yep, I
so
definitely
Achilles,
see that.
So
Achilles is the tendon that attaches to your heel. Some people call it the heel cord, but it's basically where your calf muscles attach to your heel. It's that big, thick tendon back there. And commonly in runners and you know, many other folks, that tendon will get irritated and inflamed. And that's what Achilles tendonitis is. It's often brought on by you know, overuse. So if you're ramping up your mileage or activity, it's common to get some symptoms back there. And it sometimes also can be rubbed on by footwear. So if you have shoes with, you know, a kind of rigid high heel that's digging into that tendon, obviously you can imagine how it might get irritated. So those are some things to think about if you're having pain back there.
What can you do for something like that?
Yeah, good question. So obviously rest is kind of step one. Try and avoid the aggravating activity. Stretching of the calf is really important because if your calves are tight, then it puts a lot of pressure on the tendon and can make it more prone to inflammation and pain. So generally some rest and some stretching of the calf would be the first steps. Anti-inflammatory medicines like ibuprofen, Aleve, Motrin can be helpful.
Okay.
But if you're getting to that point and, you know, not getting better with some rest and a few ibuprofen, then probably a good idea to see your doctor.
Okay. I got the tendonitis of the elbow and they gave me this cortisone shot. That was not fun.
Yeah.
That was very
sometimes
painful.
It can be helpful though.
Yeah.
Did it help?
It helped for about a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a glutton for punishment and I continued to work out even though they told me I should really be resting it. Mm-hmm. So, I know it's immense pain, I can tell you that, especially at night. You lose power as well. I have lost power in my arm as I'm trying to still do what I do. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine something like that, like on the back of your leg, your foot, you got to walk on that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard to avoid walking. In general, I think what your symptoms of your elbow bring up a good point is that generally, obviously, rest for many of these conditions is helpful, but I think part of my approach as a sports medicine doctor is that I want people to stay active
right.
as much as possible. So, you know, unless you have, a fracture or a serious injury where you really got to stay off things, I'm looking for ways to keep people active and exercising while at the same time providing treatment for their symptoms. Because as I talked about before, you know, exercise is such an important part
mm-hmm.
of health and staying active is really, really critical. So, for the Achilles tendon, for example, I would encourage people to, you know, if you're a runner, maybe switch to biking or elliptical, or swimming is often a great option that's low impact to stay active, keep your cardiovascular fitness up while you can work on treatment of where your pain is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of that is physical therapy. So I refer a lot of people to physical therapy, rely a lot on the physical therapists in the area to help guide people through exercise-based treatment and kind of then guidance in getting back to their activity level, maybe looking at form, things like that to avoid re-injury because that's a big part as well.
Mm. Well, you know, I know for me, when they said they gave me the cortisone shot, and they said, okay, you have to rest it, and they gave me a little diagram of things that I should do to keep it happy. And I for the most part, did it. But my biggest concern was I didn't want to stop doing my push-ups. I didn't want to still stop lifting my weights. And mm-hmm. so for some reason, it just started hurting fast sooner than later again. And I'm like, I think I need to go for another shot. How many times do you recommend something like that?
Yeah, so that's a good question and something that...
You see how I'm using it for my own injury?
I like it. No, that's good. Well, we can... I'll charge you later.
Oh, dang.
But so the cortisone injections can be very helpful. It's basically just injecting a steroid medicine right to the area of inflammation to help bring that swelling and inflammation down. However, if you have the concern is that if you have too many injections, then it can weaken the tissues around the injection point, which in the area of a tendon, like in the Achilles or like in the elbow, there's a concern that it may weaken it so to the point where it's at higher risk for actually tearing. So you want to be careful in those areas, and generally we don't recommend injections more than every 6 months. But that's kind of dependent on the area and the person to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got a couple other things here that you mentioned, but I am not going to venture to say those words at all.
Oh, I can try and help you with that.
Okay, good. Plantar fasciitis.
That's good. Yeah,
I'm a doctor.
Plantar fasciitis. Good to talk about in conjunction with the Achilles tendonitis because it's in a similar area. Though the plantar fasciitis is on the bottom
foot?
Of the foot.
Under your foot.
Exactly, where that the soft tissue on the bottom of the foot attaches to the heel. bone. And so it'll be pain kind of inside of the foot, back by the heel. And it's usually, as opposed to other injuries or symptoms that are brought on by exercise, it's often the worst right when you get out of bed, when your foot's kind of stiff, and you're classically the first few steps out of bed in the morning are the worst, and then it kind of loosens up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, we've got a bunch of other injuries that we want to cover, and especially some preventative measures that you can take as well. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. We'll be right back.
Julian Hoff and Nick Lachey celebrate a magical holiday.
It's amazing. It's really fun.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell with the ET Radio Minute. Dancing with the Stars' Julian Hough is kicking off the holiday season from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. She'll soon be celebrating her first Noel with her hubby, LA Kings forward, Brooks Like.
This is our first Christmas as a married couple, and I think we're just honestly just going to be home together. You know, we've definitely go to different families different years, but we've always said that between the two families, we'll always have a year in between for ourselves.
Nick Lachey and his boy band 98 Degrees are also in the spirit, performing in this year's The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration.
For a lot of years, we spent the holiday season, you know, together. Now our traditions are with our own families and our kids, and occasionally Drew and I will get the families together. It's a special time of year. You want to be with the people you love, and I love these guys.
Julianne and Nick are hosting the special, and we'll also be doing a big opening dance routine together.
Do you think being on Dancing with the Stars helped Nick with his moves and his stageography?
I think maybe just, you know, the few moves that we do together.
Yeah.
Definitely. Absolutely. Thanks, PETA.
The two are also a part of Disney Parks' Magical Christmas Celebration, airing on Christmas Day.
2017 was incredible.
The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration premieres November the 30th on ABC. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell.
NFL players are lacing up for charitable causes and sharing stories about the people and issues that inspire them to make a difference in their communities. Go behind the scenes with players as they discuss the causes they care about, work with those impacted by their causes, and design their special edition cause-related cleats. Discover the stories behind their cleats and learn about the charitable causes that players across the NFL are passionate about at NFL.com/mycause-mycleats.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Make any special occasion the memory of a lifetime with music to remember. From Sinatra to Rihanna, choose the local and award-winning DJs from Music Magic. They're experts at driving creative party ideas and games that shape a great time. They even do magic and comedy for every occasion. Give them a call at 845-986-5602 or text them at 914-393-7758. Music Magic is fully insured and provides local references, so give them a call today.
Hi, this is Mary Ulrich with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Orange County, inviting you to join me and your Orange County farmers on Farm Talk every Wednesday at 12 noon, where you will learn everything agriculture on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
This afternoon will be mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s, and a bit breezy early on. It's mainly clear to start tonight, lows drop to near 25, but some clouds will arrive as we head towards morning, and then on Saturday, highs in the upper 40s, and we'll have to watch for some showers developing in the afternoon. There's some rainfall Saturday night, then on Sunday, it looks like things start drying out, but it's windy with highs near 45. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mahalo.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to give you guys a little update about things that are going on with the Chamber, and then I'm going to go back to the doctor because I want to end the show just talking to him about all the things that we can do to prevent sports injuries. But I want to make sure that we mention, if you are following us on Facebook, which you should be, the Snowball announcement went out. Snowball is scheduled for next year, January 27th, 2018. It's the host sponsor is Crystal Run Healthcare. It is the first and best networking event of the year. We're going to have dinner, dancing, and wow. So it is going to be a fabulous event. I went last year for the first time, had such a wonderful event. It's going to be at Anthony's Pier 9. So right now they're running an early bird special in pricing, and it runs out. You have to do it before January 1st, or the prices increases after that. So make sure that you contact Erin Pasquale. She's our director of events at erinp@orangeny.com, or you can call our office at 845-457-9700 to reserve your table or your tickets today. Don't miss out on that. I also want to put out that we are in need of sponsors. So if you're looking to be a sponsor for the Snowball with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, you can reach out to Erin Pasquale and she will set you up with that information. I also want to remind everyone, and I talk about this every single Friday that I come here on the show. It is about our trip to Costa Rica. We want you to discover and explore Costa Rica with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Discoveries. We are going to be leaving March 2018, and I don't want to leave you behind. I want you to come hang out with us because it is going to be a 9-day journey. I want to call it an adventure where we get to discover all kinds of areas of Costa Rica. I'll just mention a few. We're going to be visiting San Jose, the artisan town of Sarchi, the Arenal Volcano National Park. We're going to go to Guanacaste. We're going to go to Monteverde. There's just going to be all kinds of things that we're going to be doing. And I don't want you to miss out because I went there a couple years ago. I loved it so much. I think when I retire, I'm going to move to Costa Rica. Have you ever been to Costa Rica, doctor?
I have been. It's great. Is it Pura Vida? Is that the slogan down there? I think so.
Pura Vida. Yes, it is. So you have gone? Or
I have been down there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. I tell people all the time, the weather's fabulous. Everything, it's truly a tropical rainforest. You see, the way we see deer and squirrel is the way they see howler monkeys and scarlet macaws and all kinds of things that you only see in Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
You see it in real life in Costa Rica. So if you want some information on this fabulous adventure that we're going on next year, don't miss out. March 2018. Send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com and follow us on our website at orangeny.com for more information. So, doctor, when we went on break, before we went on break, we were talking about my tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned physical therapy. I don't have time for physical therapy, but I am going to do as the doctor ordered and hopefully try to improve this tendonitis issue that I have. But you have other symptoms that we want to cover. I'm going to try to say this one. Patellofemoral syndrome.
Perfect. You're a natural.
That's it. I'm a doctor. Tell us about that great big word. What is that?
Yeah. Patellofemoral syndrome refers to basically the tracking of the patella, the kneecap, over the knee as your knee goes from flexed to extended. And it's a really common cause of knee pain in folks of all ages and lots of athletes because the kneecap, it's flat on the outside, but underneath it's kind of a V-shaped. And then the knee joint has kind of a groove that the kneecap runs in. And sometimes the kneecap can get a little bit out of alignment. And so it causes some pain as the kneecap's tracking over the knee as that it's kind of shifted in the groove. And so that can cause a lot of pain in the front of the knee. Sometimes some popping or feeling like, I call it like Rice Krispie, like snap crackle pops as your knee is going up and down. But thankfully it's a condition that is not to beat a dead horse, but is treated very well by physical therapy and doesn't need any further interventions.
Already.
Yeah.
So you've pushed out the word physical therapy like through I don't know how many times already. You know, I guess when it comes to if you want to get better and you want to continue to be physical and continue your exercises, if you're an avid runner or you lift weights or you play sports, that is a great alternative to trying to treat it always with medicine.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, pain related to, injury to the tendon, muscles, joints, you know, in general, the pain medicine anti-inflammatories are helpful to decrease that pain level. And, you know, similar with injections that we were talking about. But in terms of getting to the root of the problem and preventing recurrence or re-injury, the most important thing is to restore the normal function of the body. And so to do that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight and doesn't happen without some work. And that's where the physical therapy or, you know, a home exercise program that you're diligent about is key in kind of restoring that normal function.
Do you you refer people to physical therapy? And I'm sure there's a great physical therapy division at Crystal Run Healthcare.
We do have a physical therapy at Crystal Run in the Middletown office. And then we work very closely with a lot of other local partners who do a great job with the patients that we send them.
I want to remind everyone that we are live on WTBQ Talking to the Doctor. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. So, Doctor, you also have on your list here IT band pain. What does that mean?
Yeah, so IT stands for iliotibial band pain.
I'm so glad you did not spell that out for me to read.
So the IT band is as implied, a band of kind of taut fibrous tissue that extends from the hip down to the outside of the knee. Often in runners and other athletes, it can cause a lot of pain on the outside of the hip and knee. And sometimes even some popping or snapping sensation.
That's a scary sensation to think that something is popping or snapping between your hip and knee.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't feel normal, and obviously it makes sense why people come to the doctor.
That's it. It's over for me. I'm done.
but usually it's due to tightness and overuse of the IT band, and commonly associated with hamstring tightness and maybe some weakness of the hip and glute muscles. In addition to strengthening and stretching, one thing in particular that's good for IT band pain is a foam roller. I don't know if you've ever encountered those foam rollers, but
I have a foam roller.
Yeah, so
those
the
are fun.
Lateral hip and knee pain often can be helped by a foam roller if it's due to the IT band.
Is it because it's putting pressure, or is it because it's massaging it? How does that help it?
Yeah, basically the foam roller can help to break up any scar tissue or adhesions around the IT band, and also help with stretching it. So
kind of
a combination of foam rolling and stretching can be really helpful.
So speaking of stretching, we mentioned some injuries. Did we cover them all, like the big ones?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good assortment.
Assortment of just all over your legs. I think we didn't cover toe injuries.
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly there's a lot of things that can happen down by the toes. turf toe is one that you see where you kind of stretch the underside of the capsule of the first toe. We could get into a lot more detail, but I think that's a good.
I think we covered some
now.
We're going to give people, you know how people go into WebMD? We're going to give people, they're going
exactly.
to stop listening to this show. They're going to think, that's what I have. I have IT band pain.
Exactly. There's something called second year medical student syndrome, which is where, as a second year medical student, you classically learn about all the diseases.
Uh-huh.
And then in doing so, become a hypochondriac and think that you have every disease that you study about. So.
I did that when I'm a psychology student. Mm-hmm. so we were studying abnormal psychology, and I applied a lot of those things to myself.
Yeah,
so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we've covered some of these injuries, but most importantly, we should learn how do you prevent a lot of these injuries. So what give us some preventative measures and some advice.
Exactly. So as we were talking about, staying flexible is really important. So stretching of the hips, hamstrings. We talked about the calves for the Achilles tendonitis and plantar fasciitis is important. So whether that's a home stretching routine or things like yoga or Pilates are obviously do a great job of that. Mm-hmm. And in addition to strengthening, so the best way to do that is staying active, staying on your feet. And it's not necessarily going out and doing a lot of squats and deadlifts. Often that sometimes that can do more harm than good. But
yeah, you don't have to throw a tire around.
Exactly. But just staying active, regular walking, jogging, you know, that's all great for the lower body strength.
Okay, so we're going to go a little bit deeper into the connection between those types of yoga and everything.
Sounds
and
good.
Preventative. You listen to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a lot happening in Orange County thanks to the Orange County Industrial Development Agency. The Orange County IDA has created thousands of jobs for local residents by offering financial incentives to companies without the use of public funds. And if you're a startup or existing business looking to grow, the IDA has created the Accelerator, which provides free technical support and consulting services.
I'm Laurie Villasuso, Chief Operating Officer of the Orange County Industrial Development Agency. Our strategies have fueled the county's economy through recession and expansion, attracting and retaining businesses that will sustain good jobs for decades. In recent years, we've created and retained more than 12,000 jobs. Through our accelerator program, we've assisted more than 75 startups and provided consulting to more than 65 existing businesses. If you're looking to locate or expand your business, come to Orange County. Call us today at 845-234-4192 or visit us online at ocnyida.com. The Orange County IDA, creating jobs and a future for Orange County.
Tis the season to bring joy to others. Join Maroney's Harley-Davidson in New Windsor and the Orange County Hog Chapter on Saturday, December 2nd at 9 a.m. as they prepare donated gifts for local children. Drop off an unwrapped gift at Maroney's for a girl or boy before December 2nd. Then join the toy run with Santa. Kick stands up at 11:30 a.m. to head over to the Cornerstone Family Healthcare Kaplan Family Pavilion on Lake Street. Questions, call 845-564-5400 or visit fasthog.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
Tis the season. So come home for the holidays in Warwick and kick off the celebration on Sunday, November the 19th, the Village of Warwick from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. A few stores will be offering open house events with free refreshments and special offers. Get into the holiday spirit by singing carols with the Warwick Valley Chorale Group and go for a free horse and buggy ride through the village. Remember to visit the Angel Tree located on Main Street between Aikens and Newhart's. For more information, contact Corinne at PexWineAndSpirits.com.
The Championship Four is set.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
Joey Logano drives Carl Edwards to the inside of the track and into the wall.
And the Final Four will battle for the championship.
Truex's Furniture Row Toyota is fully ablaze. Brad Keselowski, he is torn up.
The Ford EcoBoost 400.
Here comes Jimmy Johnson.
Sunday at 1:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Brought to you every week by Vogler Moore Insurance and Dawson Motors.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here today on this beautiful Friday afternoon on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I've been hanging out with Dr. Justin Conway, Primary Care Sports Medicine for Crystal Run Healthcare. How long have you been with Crystal Run?
Actually, just since August, so...
Where did you come from?
I came from the Hospital for Special Surgery down in Manhattan. I was finishing up my fellowship there in primary care sports medicine, and part of that, I spent some time with Rutgers and Princeton University with their sports medicine departments.
So did you move up here to Orange County?
I actually live in Dutchess County. I live in Beacon, New York, so just across the river from Newburgh.
Beacon is very nice. It's very up and coming. Have you been to the Pandorica?
Yes, we've been there.
Okay, yeah, I love it there, yes. And then sometimes I go a little further down to Cold Springs.
Yeah, so my in-laws live in Putnam County, not far from Cold Springs, so we're often down there frequently too.
That's very cool. So while we were on break, you had mentioned Marist, because I am a Marist graduate.
Go Red Foxes.
Yeah, and so you, apparently you're a very popular doctor. We have another call. Hi, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Dr. Conway. I just had one more question. Can you tell me what a condition called rhabdomyolysis is and what that's caused by?
Yeah, great question. So rhabdomyolysis is a condition where through intense exercise and sometimes in combination with heat or other extreme conditions can cause breakdown of the muscles throughout the body. And to the extent in bad cases that it can affect the kidneys and lead to electrolyte disturbances, unfortunately, it can be sometimes life-threatening.
And is it caused by certain types of exercise, or where would you caution about how much exercise?
So it's most common in intense strength training and
like CrossFit?
So sometimes with CrossFit, in association with intense cardiovascular exertion. So there's been, unfortunately, cases recently of multiple members of a football team getting rhabdo, as it's commonly referred to, during preseason conditioning workouts. And there's been some cases in the military recently. There have been cases in CrossFit. The symptoms are severe pain and sometimes swelling in the extremities. In bad cases, it can turn your urine Coca-Cola colored. So, because that's the breakdown products of the muscle can tinge your urine in that way.
You know, everybody's going to start Googling rhabdo right now, right?
Yeah, so I don't think
that... It's not common in cycling then? Spin cycling or anything?
It can happen basically
not.
With any exercise, not as common in spinning as some other activities. But obviously, you know, if you're having any of those symptoms, I don't think I would need to convince people too hard that they should see a doctor.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling again with a question. We appreciate that.
Bye.
So you know people are going to start Googling rhabdo, right? He said on spinning and cycling. I spin all the time. I would not want rhabdo. It sounds cool, but it's not cool.
Definitely not cool. Try to avoid it.
Yeah. So Marist College, do their sports medicine for them or sports?
Yeah, so I volunteer. I just started doing that this fall with their sports medicine docs, just helping to cover some football games, and then this winter I'll be working with the basketball team some.
Okay.
And just kind of there if anyone needs anything, and also being a fan too, which is a lot of fun.
A fan, and because you wanted to be a basketball player and it didn't quite happen.
I did play in college, so I got to give myself some props there. But part of what I love about sports medicine is, you know, being involved with athletes and with teams and, you know, feeling like you're part of the team. And
especially when you get to run out when a team member gets hurt and you run out and you're like, everybody, the doctor's out on the field.
Yeah, I try and avoid that. It's very anxiety producing when that occurs. But generally when I was an athlete, a lot of people, you know, really provided a lot of support, both medically and otherwise. And I know, you know, when you are injured as an athlete, it can be a really
stressful,
tough time and tough, stressful. Right? And so if I can help people in any way, you know, it's something that I find really rewarding, and I feel like I can relate to athletes pretty well when they're in that situation.
So we were talking about preventative measures, and you happened to mention things like yoga and stretching, and a lot of times you don't when you have people that play like these intense sports, they don't think that that yoga is something that they can or that they should do because it's not sportsly enough. Do you find that, I mean, I would say, do you recommend doing those type like Tai Chi or yoga, those kind of meditation stretching exercises?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that it's, if people are willing to do that and interested, they are fantastic practices, and both for body and mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tai Chi, yoga, you know, obviously there's so many different options. I'm a huge fan of that. Obviously, you know, I'm not saying that everyone needs to do that, but if you're interested, I would definitely encourage you to explore that. You know, a lot of people find YouTube videos to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll often kind of refer people to YouTube if it's, you know, they're not able to, you know, get to classes and things like that, which is obviously understandable.
You know, you find a lot of people, they decide that they want to start a exercise routine, or they, of course, want to sign their kids to play sports. So, you know, just to reiterate once again that it is something that is recommended to see your primary care doctor to before you start doing any vigorous workouts or joining any teams, or, you know, just so that, I think a lot of times people, they have in their mind that they want to start working out and they'll do it, but they don't learn about stretching or warming up the body before doing it, and they end up hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I definitely see that.
So it's kind of like a little public service announcement here. Make sure you see your doctor before you start anything. Where are you primarily located?
So I'm...
In case people want to come see
absolutely,
you, Dr.
Yeah,
Conway.
Happy to help. So I'm mainly out of Newburg. And then I also see patients in Monroe at our Crystal Run offices there.
The new beautiful facility right on Route 17M?
Yeah, both the Newburgh and Monroe facilities are brand new and beautiful and designed for efficiency and patient experience. So yeah. You should come check it out.
Now, you have how many doctors in your division?
Oh, man, put me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But so I'm a...
how many doctor? How many?
So I know that in the sports medicine division, I think there's about 7 or 8 of us. There's one other primary care sports physician like myself. So
okay.
I don't know if we mentioned this before, but I do not operate. So I'm non-operative sports medicine. That's part of what primary care sports is. But for conditions that do need surgery, then we, you know, have some fantastic sports medicine orthopedics that we work hand in hand with.
Well, you want to make sure that, of course, stretch and consult your doctor before you start anything like that. And so Crystal Run Healthcare provides all kinds of physicians and doctors and great facilities. They are open in Monroe. They're in Newburgh. There's Middletown. They're actually all over the place.
West Nyack.
Mm-hmm.
Warwick, we have some offices, so check us out.
Absolutely. Their main number is 845-703-6999 if you want to call to schedule an appointment, or you can visit them on their website at www.crystalrunhealthcare.com. It is a very user-friendly website that you can check out to learn more about all the doctors that are available, the type of physicians that are available that you can learn more about. If you want to change your primary care doctor and you need whatever it is, they cover everything from children to adults to seniors, all ages, all stages. And Crystal Run Healthcare, once again, is a primary care diamond partner with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And every month we feature a doctor that brings their knowledge of what they do in their field. So, Doctor, I want to thank you once again for joining me here this weekend or this Friday.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you had fun on the radio.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Have a happy weekend, everybody. I will see you next Friday. No, I won't. Actually, it's a holiday. I'll see you after that. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you.